Hey, what's up, Slow Jams with Hester fans? Just want to give a little explanation about this episode. We recorded this live and on location outside on a boat dock with several of our coworkers who had listened to the podcast and wanted to come down and watch us do it. So we were all out at a meeting, and we were all together, so they kind of wanted to come down and watch. Not the greatest audio that you're going to hear on this. You're going to hear more slow jams, actually. I think we had the music turned up a little too loud, but it was kind of hard to really differentiate that, being that we were outside. So we didn't really know, you know, that we had the music too loud. However, you can still, there are several stories on here, really funny stories that you will hear and that you can hear. But there are a few times within the podcast that we kind of just get lost a little bit, and you'll just hear the slow jams, really, and then you'll hear people talking in the background. Obviously, stay tuned for the end to see where we send Hester out to this week for this episode. It's pretty good. We got a really good laugh on it. So, again, we plan on being back in the studio for episode 7, which we'll record and drop here in 2 weeks. So, this was a rough one. This was definitely a funner episode for us in person than I think it is going to be listening to. However, there are some good stories on here. There are some a lot of laughs on here. So we hope you enjoy it the best that you can. We know the audio is a little rough. Just wanted to put out a little precursor to the episode before you guys got into listening to it and was kind of wondering what was going on. So we'll be back in studio for you, episode 7, here in 2 weeks. So hopefully you listen to this episode 6, you enjoy it, you pick up what you can pick up. Enjoy the slow jams, because you're going to hear them definitely. And we will talk at you guys in 2 weeks. Enjoy the episode. Thanks. Welcome to episode 6 of Slow Jams with Hester. Coming to you live from somewhere down in southern Indiana.
Lake Monroe!
I got Max, Hostler, Branch,
yep.
Duncan, Dice, Bowles, Green, Vanetti. What's your name again? And Gunny. And about 8 million gnats.
Holy hell.
Ready to shoot this on location live. And we're waiting on the man, the myth, the legend.
Where's he at?
Nate Hester. Woo-hoo! Bring it down, Nate Hester.
What's up, man? Hoss?
What's going on, Hess?
I mean, I got Cooler. Duncan, I got Dice over there. Oh, Bulbs, Green. Let's see here, Vanetti, who's gonna man with the hat over there?
Gunny.
My man, Spanks. Even though I was late, though, man.
You were late.
Yeah. For my brother, okay? Yeah. And my man, Max. Tight pants.
Yeah, we're starting already.
You said tight pants.
I'm just glad to be back here. I know it's been a couple of weeks since we hooked up and all. Hey, listen.
Hey, you got to talk to the mic. We're outside here. So I just got to tell you, man, you got a big boy voice.
Ooh, yeah.
Big boy voice tonight, right?
Oh, grab him.
Right. Yeah. Rebecca, give him to you.
Oh, man, you cry, huh?
But, hey, what in the hell is going on? What happened to your collared shirt? You got some 19... Listen, hey, you got some 19... That's like a 1970s mess. Right?
This is what you call, you know, fishnets.
You look like you're in an MTV video.
Oh, man. Damn, Hester got nipple rings.
I ain't tagging like that. Right,
so we're gonna talk about the last time on Slow Jams with Hester.
What's up, man?
We
I got you here. Go ahead, man.
We sent you to Las Vegas.
Sure did. Yes.
Right.
Yes. I was in Vegas.
You were part of the first ever
person?
African American midget strip show.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I was.
And we bought you a one-way ticket.
One-way ticket.
And you had to earn your tips to get back.
And I ended up being there for 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. I know. To so how'd that go, man?
That went very well.
Yep. So what happened?
First, when I got there, got registered and all, you know, same routine, whatever. Audition started early that morning, about 8, I think it was. So from that point on, I went out, you know, did what I had to do. Collected a whole lot of ones. Anybody passing out any ones here today?
How many groupies you got following you, man?
Eighteen groupies.
What were you wearing? That's what I want to know. What were you wearing?
I had on some chartreuse. I'm gonna say chartreuse.
What color is that?
Bright ass color. That's a fishing color. I said bright ass. You said if you put me under the light at night, I just glow to everybody. So you know, things get the sling in your arms, hands, feet.
So you, did you? Hey, so the thing I want to know is, did you take the Speedo that you used in the Special Olympics?
No, I didn't use that.
We got some new listeners here, live in the audience. And what they have not heard, Brother Bowles, is that Hester told us one time, serious as can be, that he was an athlete in the Special Olympics.
Competed.
Yeah,
competed in the Special Olympics.
Got a podium.
In swimming.
Yeah.
Gold medal.
Gold medal swimming Special Olympics.
Amazing.
Wearing a Speedo.
Hey, but listen, but since we're on that subject, that was back in the past, you know, and apparently, I guess at that particular time when I was telling that story, things didn't add up right, so we had to just go from there. Next question.
So how much money did you make?
I ended up making,
$2,300.
$2,300. $2,300 cash.
Oh, man, that's easy.
Right.
Like 5 G's.
Well, were you at the 55 and over shows or what? What were you doing?
I did both shows. I did the 55 and over. I did the 35 to 40. Hey, and I hung out with the 19 to 25.
when you say hung out?
Hung out.
Hung out.
Okay.
Yeah, as our phone drops off the thing here. Hey, this is live and on location, so this is going to probably be the crappiest one we've done.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
All right,
so I got a really good place we're sending you this week, man.
Okay.
Well, you'll find out.
You'll find out
at the end, man. You'll find out at the end. So we will be right back with more of what?
Smoke Jams with Hester.
Wow. All
day.
Welcome back to Slow Jazz with Hester.
All day.
All day. What are we going to go with first here?
Hey, listen, we're going right now. We're going to go old school. We're going to go with the Shy Lights.
Remember, you got to speak up.
We're going with the Shy Lights here, and I'm going to bring it to you. This is a song called Lord, Let Me Be the Man My Daddy Was All Day.
Dang.
With this, the forgiveness.
That's a
he would bring to you. Yeah, it is. In his eyes. But I'm going to tell you, he was what? He works hard every day, Bowles, Prance, Hostel, Spanky, gentle as a man we are, right? But he what? So much to make Spanky what he is. You say, man?
Yeah.
You feel that, man? Are you sure? Lord, let me be the man my daddy was all day.
Oh,
I don't see why not, man. That's it up right there. Everybody wants to be the man their daddy was. Maybe you get to with it.
Got it.
Sometimes it's some Rolling Stones. Man.
Okay, well, some was some Rolling Stones.
When he was what now?
Sometimes.
He's talking about, let's
be the man my daddy was. Yeah, that's how it goes. That's what he's saying is, let me be the
story, motherfucker. He had a 20 cents in it. I ain't gonna argue about that because, I mean.
You 5'7", but you 6'4" with that J5.
Yeah. By the moment. So I'm gonna tell you this all day. Let me be my daddy was. Even though he's a short man, he's a good man.
Are you talking to your dad?
We about the same height.
Same height?
Yeah.
What about your dad?
He's taller than
me. You taller? Are you bigger than him?
No.
He's a big guy too?
Yeah.
I
right? So this song reminds me.
Here to see the date. Go ahead, man.
This song reminds me of, since we're talking about daddy and stuff, right?
Yes, sir. We are talking
so,
about
so Branch. So we get this vehicle.
Here we go.
We get this vehicle assigned to us, right? 75 miles on.
75, you see.
75 Ooh. Miles on.
Still has the nipples on the
now,
tire.
The vehicle, the vehicle we get is a Dodge Caravan.
Still smells good.
Okay.
No farts in the seat.
So when you open the door to a car, right, and you look down, there's a little piece of trim right there, right? Well, Brother Branch here thought that little piece of trim was a running board.
Someone called that ground effect,
right? And so he decided to put his entire 350 on this so-called running board and broke it completely off.
Wow. That is true. Damn, he smashed it.
Right. So we have to take our brand new vehicle, but at now we got like 85 miles on it into the shop. We get fixed.
Yeah.
Right. I thought all 7 passenger vehicles had running boards.
Hey, listen, he made it the Flintstone version, okay?
here's the key to this, man. Has anybody out here, has anybody ever seen Branch's personal vehicle? Oh, shit, it's tore up. Right? Tore up. Right? So, is the wood still in the back of your personal vehicle?
No, the firewood is out. The firewood is out the back.
He's got the grill, half the grill's missing.
Oh. It's not missing, it's just ditching in.
Scrapes all down the side, and you can't take care of your own shit, let alone take care of some free stuff.
I ran into a pole. Man, for the pole. That's all I gotta say.
Huh?
It looked like a dirty pole.
Flintstone rock.
That is good.
Flintstone all day. Man, my daddy was.
Yes. Hey, raise your hand if you want to be like your father.
I don't want to be like my dad.
Why not?
Why not?
I want to be like mine. He's all day, man.
Why not? All right.
What's wrong with that?
Why?
That's a sign of stuff right there.
I have two brothers, and they're both named as Harold.
Yeah.
By three different women.
What?
Including me.
He got three Harolds.
So there's three brothers.
Yeah.
And they're all named Harold.
Yeah.
Three different mamas.
And three different baby mamas.
And you all have different baby mamas.
Georgia and Georgina.
They don't have different moms. We like that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what Dan says, bro, Brandon.
Huh?
What Dan says.
Harold.
Harold.
Look at all George.
Hey, that's the George Foreman shit.
Harold.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Hey.
Man.
So, what song are we going to transition into now, Hester?
Man, right off into.
Remember, you got to speak. I keep telling you this. You got to speak.
You got to move.
Right. Well, you ain't got me because you don't keep doing it.
You got to grab the nuts. All day. Hey, we're going to blend off in the Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Can you hear that?
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Right. You set that up perfectly, didn't you?
Here we go.
Harold Melvin. I'm going to tell y'all about something here. Everybody sitting around the table, listening to my conversation. I know somewhere in your mind, somewhere in the back of your head, you thought about these words that I'm getting ready to tell you right now.
What you about to tell us? What you about to tell us?
Tell you about the words.
Right now.
Your first love that you ever had, okay?
That was great. That was French's right hand.
Oh.
Ooh, her name is Jill.
That was the first
she has a name.
He said Jill.
Jill.
But anyway.
Thank you.
Besides your right and left hand, the love he lost.
You need to get calluses after a while.
This is my problem.
Hey, the love. Huh? What is it?
It's karma love. It's Jill is karma.
Jill? They got
Jill
names.
Karma.
Baba.
Only we can make a
guess. Like Tama?
No, Baba.
About it. So you ain't gonna never love again. He gonna tell him, he's gonna, I can remember planning. What was you planning? Shake.
What was you planning, man?
Oh, boy. I will tell you what, man, Rex. Who else will I pick on? Duncan, you're pride over there.
Hey, never
Good hand. But you take a look at what?
You said good hand?
Take a good hand, yeah. Yeah. All day.
Hey, so
the little bit I lost.
I see.
Yes, sir.
Somebody new joined the round table here.
Yes.
That would be important.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I'm gonna keep this
on the professional level. Yeah,
we go. It's the only way you can do it.
Yeah. Nah.
We gonna keep
you got listeners. You got listeners.
Yes, we got listeners.
You got listeners.
Yeah. Okay. What's the name of the song? Look deep inside. I tell you. Yeah. Hey, thank you for joining us, my boy. That's all I'm gonna leave it just like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All day he cried. The love I lost. But I'm gonna tell you, I will never do what? Never.
Hey, man, listen, isn't it what we say back in our room supposed to stay in our room?
Yeah, we didn't have that conversation.
Isn't that the rule?
We didn't have that conversation.
Yeah, that's the rule.
Yeah.
What says in our room stays in our room.
No question.
Somebody's not following that rule.
Yep.
Right?
You got a point there.
Based on your conversation today.
Yeah. But I'm still trying to, we're going to fold around.
We're gonna change the subject real fucking quick.
Tell you, listen, here we go. Never.
Here we go.
Time to, hey,
wait.
Hey, boggle.
Did you do the backstroke when you were in the Special Olympics?
I just did a backstroke now.
Last conversation.
That was heavy. Everybody know how that goes out there when you listening to these words right here. You lost it. Anytime you lose it, it's hard to get it back. Sorry, I lost it. Come on back home, Branch.
Who do you think is the culprit?
Who do I think is the what?
The culprit.
The culprit?
You don't got reason.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay. Who do you think the snitch is? I seriously can't look at you without thinking of like a 1980s, like big hair, white man, MTV video.
But you gotta look at it like this. When we first started this, I said,
what are you thinking of, guys?
Let's go. We're going to let it out.
Oh, like
brown chicken, brown cow.
That falls in line with what the snitch was saying.
Okay, then, but listen, when we started doing this, right, I told Frankie a long time ago I had to come with a character, okay? So this is the idea that I came up with, because I told him I was going to go out and get a big old J5, which is what this is, right? A wig, okay? Stevie Wonder sunglasses, right? Of course, I already had the rag base, so I wasn't worried about all that.
So about your bandana?
This is what we came up, and the bandana came up with Jimmy, my boy Jimi Hendrix. Okay, so all around Watchtower. Get it? That's one of his old songs.
You dig?
Yeah.
You dig?
All
day. You dig?
That was a key tone right there, man.
Give me a transition.
We gonna transition.
DJ, give me a transition into something.
I got it here. We gonna come with my boy Sam. Good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We having a party. Who all like to have a party?
Good.
So raise your hand when you like to have parties.
When you like to have what?
We having parties.
Parties.
Here we go right here, right? Here we go right here. Everybody's what?
Do your thing.
Dancing to the music.
And who's it being played by?
Played by the D.
And where is he? On the what?
On the radio.
Now tell me, hey Green, tell me this. The what?
The Cokes are in the icebox.
Damn. What's on the table?
The popcorn.
Me and my baby. Hey, where we at? So let me tell you, Mr. DJ, keep on doing what? Records playing, Spanky.
Cause I'm having
such a good time. Come on, boys, you can get in on this.
With my baby.
Okay, here we go, right here.
Everybody's swinging.
What you doing, Dice?
Sally's doing that twist now.
Hey, if you got
if
what?
You take request,
I got a few for you. You wanna know what it is?
Got a few for you.
Yeah,
I thought you were requesting
one. Play that song twist.
Oh, keep going.
Play that one called
I. Keep going, hey. Don't forget the what?
Potatoes.
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say.
No other songs will lose.
So,
let me tell you, Mr. DJ.
DJ's got at some point in time. DJ's got a pack of dance floors. So DJ's gonna get the dance floor going.
I don't even know what was said.
Oh, man. Yeah, you blowing up.
Cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see. So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm a new fool in town, and my sound's way down by the underground. Sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Are you fat girl? Come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm skinny. And if you start me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the moves. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but I just don't face me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
He knows about this one. I have raised him correctly. Right? He knows a lot of stuff. Yeah.
hoes are hoes.
I'm just saying, you want to hold me. If you only listen to them, they sell on me.
No, I didn't say I would listen to them. I said, you know, they're a badass band if they sell out Lucas Oil. Digital Underground's not selling out Lucas Oil. We're going to try to get this back under control. We'll be right back with more Slow Jams with Heston.
In a bag of pretzels.
In a bag.
Okay, listen up. We coming right back to you. I got my man Spanky over here.
Yo, yo.
Get ready to blend back in. We got Max. We got Branch.
Here we go. Here we go.
We got another special guest.
Hey, what's our radio station?
Oh, let me go with the W Special Ed. W101.
You already jacked it up, man.
I did. I couldn't get it out.
It's W1010SJWH.
Right.
Slow Jams with Heston in the house.
Hey, y'all heard what the man said. We keeping right here with Summer Masters with a special. Special request from Mr. Green.
Yeah, he said he's gonna sing this song.
Ain't no lyrics to this, man.
Oh, yeah, there is.
The only thing you can just blend into it like this.
Oh, you want that one?
Oh, this song. That's
Will Smith. You need the Will Smith
verse. Yeah. We'll mix it up for you real quick.
When they stay out in the sun too long,
they get red, right?
So today, now look, we don't ever talk about what we do or who we do it for, right?
No, we sure don't. No, we don't bring
but
that
today,
up.
Today, we're all gathered here at this meeting, per se.
Yes.
And when we get there this morning, they kind of threw us for a loop and they made us all change tables.
They did.
Right?
With colors.
To kind of switch up who we're sitting with, which is cool.
Break the monotony.
But as Max gets up to leave to go to his new table,
yes.
Max left his phone sitting on the table.
Uh-oh. Right? He sure did.
Uh-oh. So who picked Max's phone up?
Man, I had to clown him. I picked it up.
Heston. Picked it up.
I picked his phone up.
He did pull Brandon.
Whoa.
we get Branch is not the first person to leave.
Well, let's finish the story.
So we get to our new table.
Yeah, we did.
Right,
yeah.
We get to our new table, and Max can't find his phone.
I'm like, fuck.
He's upset, bro.
Yes, bro.
The meatloaf started bawling.
And he is. Okay, so those of you that don't know, Hester calls the back of
the meatloaf started bawling.
Hester. Hester calls the back of Max's neck meatloaf. So he starts getting all red, right?
We all got our nicknames.
Max almost gets up and gets on the microphone.
I was that close.
And makes an announcement about
I was going that direction.
Whoever took my damn phone better get it back to me, right?
Yes, indeed he was.
Yes. So I'm like, man, really I'm, upset. Hey, dude. I'm like, hey, man, let me call your phone. You know, I'm like, we'll see if it rings. So I got Hester, like, tapping on my leg like this. Like, he's just tapping on my leg.
Yeah,
so I look over, and Hester's got Max's phone. So he's screwing with Max.
Yeah. He had to sweat for a while.
Yeah, he sweated for a while. But when Hester finally gave Max his phone,
I didn't accept it.
He didn't even take it.
No, you keep that fucking
thing. The look on his face.
He was upset.
You know me, I was like,
it looked like he was going to eat Hester. I mean, it was bad.
Well, I
was
like, serious taco meat. If he was
mad. I thought he was going to murder him. I mean, that was pretty bad, man.
I was like,
hey, man, this, you know, he's just getting you back. And then you didn't even remember what he was getting you back for.
No, it wasn't about that.
So what were you getting him back for?
See, a long time ago when I first joined, what we do for a living.
We always got to live in the past.
Because I can't get over because I'm an old MF. Oh, I'm one of them old guys with a wig on.
Sneak up behind
and I'm going to tell you what time it is. You got a beard just like mine. This is what I'm talking to.
Listen,
he got into my computer.
Yes, okay.
And he put something in there that was foul.
Got in the computer.
That I thought I was gonna lose my job over.
And what day was it? Was it like the first day or the second day?
I think it was my second day.
Second
there.
Day on the job.
Second I'm thinking, day. I gotta go and tell my main supervisor that I didn't make these comments on my computer. By email. So the whole day.
So Max gets on Hester's computer and sends out like some
kind
of off the wall crazy shit.
He was telling me that I like Drew because he liked Batman.
And then I was your hero.
Yeah, you was my hero.
I was your hero.
So I go to Hester. I'm like, hey man, I gotta go to Drew on this shit, right? This is unacceptable. You're sitting here writing all this crazy stuff on email. I got to go to Drew. And Hester thought he was getting fired that day. Like, he thought he was getting fired.
Second day on the job.
Yeah.
Green, where you going? Pete?
Yeah, I don't want to do something.
Hey, but to make a long story short, I end up mentioning something. I think I did say something to Drew about it. And he was not aware. That's how I found out this man was BSing me when... I was told that I don't know what you're talking about. Because I was ready to tell my supervisor, hey, sir, you go ahead and do what you have to do. I was in the wrong.
So he goes to Drew.
I'm sitting there running my mouth like this.
I did not write that.
He goes to Drew and trying to explain himself to Drew.
Yeah,
and Drew's like sitting there going, like,
what are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, there I was. You ever heard a jackass scream early in the morning? You know what the donkey is, right? You know how they go yee-haw, yee-haw. Right. Yeah, that's what happened.
I wrote a check that has yet to be cashed.
I think you cashed today.
Well, no, I paid with an installment plan. You have got many, many coming my direction. And I respect you for that.
Okay.
What are we going to flow into?
We're going to get ready to bounce out of this here.
To what?
We're gonna go with my undisputed smiling faces.
Undisputed.
So you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth. You know there's a God somewhere.
Bowles, you know this song?
Smiling faces. Sometimes
they do what?
Pretend to be your friend.
I'm gonna tell you, Vanetti. They do what?
Show no traces
of the evil.
Have mercy.
Okay, you good by me, but I'm gonna tell you this here. The eyes. So you better beware. Let me tell you. Listen, y'all. Hey, shut up when I'm singing. Yeah, my friend. Yeah. So hear me
when I'm singing. Hey, they gotta respect the J5.
All day. You gotta respect this man.
He wasn't singing yet.
I was hard when I put this on.
So how you get your nipple pierced, man?
Then I ain't doing that. Hey, you keep on talking about these nipples.
I'm talking about this shirt, man. That's a first.
What's the phone, man?
That's a first.
They don't make these like this.
Hey, what's the name of the song?
Yeah, hey, Undisputed. Smiling Face.
Who was the undisputed late champion of the day today?
Who was this? Hey, repeat that again, Frank.
Who is the undisputed late champion of the day today?
Late champion?
Yeah.
Yours truly. We're talking about Cracks of Harlem. Branch.
Cracks of Harlem.
Cracks of Harlem.
I mean, Cracks of Chicago.
Cracks of Chicago South. Let's go there. South Side.
He just said that because he don't know the answer.
What was he doing when he walked into the room?
Man, he was worried about a damn bag of ice.
I don't know if I can pronounce it right.
What hospital says.
We would say he was sweating like a blank in a blank wipe.
Right.
But we can't say that right
we
now.
We don't want to do that.
Well, if you said burnt pig in a blank, you probably would say
sweating like a harlot in church. Mandela, don't make us clap, dude. Because when you make us clap, that means you ain't got shit to say. You know I'm right, man. You know I'm right. Everybody put your hands together. That's why.
Hold on. So when Hester makes us clap.
Put your hands together.
Of this song?
Yeah. Put your hands together.
OJ, put your hands together.
Yeah. No, I don't ask nobody. But I'm just saying. So when he asks people to clap, is it equivalent to throwing other people under the bus when they ain't got nothing to say?
Nah, well, it's the equivalent of he's got a break.
Put your hands together. Nice to put your hands together.
All day.
Hey man, we hooked up with 100 guys, man. Hey, listen, I'm saying now.
We got several people leaving the live studio audience right now.
They gotta get ready to go get their kitchen pan stamped. Yeah, okay?
We got green dancing.
Yeah. Get that kitchen pan stamped.
Man, the shots are stopped. Nah, I'm gone.
Man,
you got to chill.
Well, they put a hurry.
He said the shots are stopped.
Yeah. Good stop because you had a
look at a shot of air.
You had a liquor. All right, man. What are we transitioning to?
We're going to get ready.
Max got to take care of his hall pass. Oh,
Just to check in.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was. Just let me say.
Come on.
I saw the text.
Come on.
And it ain't pretty.
Baby, I love you.
It is not good.
Okay, hey, y'all put this on your mind when you step away. You gotta remember either one. Hey, see you. Good night, Miss Horton. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Adios, Horton.
It's got to the point.
Focus.
Right here.
What is
this? This is either one of us.
I know it's gonna
be that. Don't let us down.
We just don't let it down.
I'm gonna tell you this, Dice, one time only. Neither one of us wants to be the first to say what?
Goodbye.
Now. Then I look at you from a distance, and I'm gonna say to you, I'm wondering, what am I gonna do about this, Dice?
What I'm gonna do with
it. Hey, Tip Dice keeps wondering too. He keeps wondering what the hell you're talking about.
This song.
I'm just waiting on that.
First day paint back. In the parking lot, he goes,
I threw that in there.
You want some candy?
Yeah, I threw that in. She was good.
Hey, ask Brandon. You ever been Brandon?
Wants to be the first to say,
I've been Brandon.
You want that?
No, I ain't never been that. What's that?
You want that?
Yeah, I just can't say yes.
Every time I
lie,
to say I'm leaving.
No.
It's a show.
Okay, listen to this. Memories is getting in my way. They're getting in my way.
Get in my way.
Always.
So tell me,
hey, he cried. What's in your mind?
You like cereal, right?
Nah, see, we already discussed that. I don't need no Fruit Loops.
You don't eat Fruit Loops.
Captain Crunch.
Fruit Loops.
We jump on cereal again anyway.
Should I get Josh on
the video? He asked me that question a while back.
Rich Fruit Loops. Have you never seen the Fruit Loops?
I've seen it, bro.
Should I bring the Fruit Loops video out?
As
much as I would say,
neither way.
That's a bit like to share that here. Because this is right now the show is still currently
great. Yeah, so we didn't do that.
We don't want to get
straight to the fruit play.
I have to put it on silent.
We talk about the
situation like a charm. We talked about
this is a short
play.
Hey, you want to hear what I'm saying? I'll tell you. The place where you live is what? It's
What is his crazy? Plenty of names. One of them is the Avenue. Downtown.
Ghetto and Black Bell.
The ghetto and what branch?
They are one in the same.
Souls deal. Yes, indeed. I'm going to talk to you now.
Hear that?
Shake the head.
Any kind of job is hard to find. That means an increase in the welfare line. Crime rate is rising.
I ain't even had a dream.
What do you do? Rent is too much past due. And the building is falling apart.
Oh, man, that's again.
Little boy needs a pair of shoes. This is only a part of
Soul Food. Yeah. Slow jam for history. Here on a Tuesday night, it's 10 o'clock. You know where your kids
some
are.
Some of the brothers got plenty of cash.
Yeah, listen.
Tricks on the corner, gonna see to that. Some like to smoke. And some like to blow. Some are even strung out on a $50 Jones. Some are trying to fix reality. My ain't so high. Only to find out you can never touch the sky. Cause you put some
about 6 days ago. Hey, Spank is old Avenue right here. See, Atlanta Avenue.
Every Sunday morning,
his assistants.
I can hear.
We're gonna be right back.
They're gonna say it.
Oh no!
With some more slow jams with Hester
all day.
Trust in the Lord.
Yes, he will.
Welcome back.
We all back here in the house with you.
Slow jams with Hester, episode 6.
All day, and I'm bringing the tea right here. We're gonna talk about some old Bobby Womack here. It's an old school song called Nobody Wants You When You Down and Out. You know, some of us got friends.
Oh, yeah.
Some of us got a few friends. And some of us got those friends, but you got money, right? But I'm gonna tell you the story. It goes like this. Once I lived
life of a millionaire,
taking my friends everywhere,
spending my money.
Care at all, but what I'm gonna tell you this, taking them out.
Taking my friends out for a mighty good time.
Drinking that what?
Wish y'all that good gin. Champagne and wine.
Yeah.
Bumpy face.
All day.
All day.
Just as soon as my money got
raised over what Bumpy face is.
No, he don't.
What is Bumpy face? Right.
Bumpy face.
That is good.
It's a Bible, right?
I was born when you was in college.
As an African-American man, you still have
African-American man
born in 89. I graduated high school in 89.
Exactly. What's Bumpy Face?
Bumpy Face.
Bumpy Face. Got a lot of bumps all over.
Secret.
They don't have Bumpy Faces no more.
It's all smooth
faces. It's all smooth faces.
Yeah.
I know it's all secrets.
When you're down and out,
nobody wants you.
Down and out. Back in my day.
Hey,
don't get me wrong.
You say you never slipped some glue.
Hey, you know why that'll never happen?
Because I said it won't happen.
Because Rebecca says it won't happen.
she ain't got nothing to do with that.
Oh, yes,
she
said so. Don't be, hey, don't,
hey, I'm gonna repeat it in the speaker. Hey.
Don't talk tough right now.
No, I'm listening.
That's the city.
That's
the sniff.
That's why, hey, that's why you got AT&T.
AT&T.
Yeah.
You got service. You got service.
Out here.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh,
I got
you got Sprint. That shit
worse
than AT&T.
Listen, sometimes a girl do what? Here you go.
Yeah. We'll come and go.
This has got a slow.
That ain't slow, man.
That's smooth right there.
Smooth. You reach on the
road. Hey, look, Rebecca runs the show.
Runs the shit.
Life won't let you
know. Rebecca runs the show. You all know it.
Hey, you hear what they saying, sweetie? They saying you run the show.
It's Rebecca's show.
You'll still
be loving her.
You know who this is?
Just like he's worried.
But then she's gone.
Hey, so there's three of them in that household.
Three.
Three.
You know who the second you're person that runs the show is?
I know it's not you.
Sherelle.
Sherelle.
Sherelle. Yeah, the
is there. Is the vice president.
Does she have an Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
She does have an Instagram.
What you been looking at, man?
I'm not even into that.
Hey, he's looking at the same thing you were looking at.
Just like what?
Y'all set me up on that one. I didn't even know. And I had the opportunity to observe.
Just lead me home.
I could stare at a little bit.
I observed it. That's for sure.
That's all I'm saying. Just leave me alone.
Max is going silent. Max is mind is not here right now.
It takes the food to work.
Hey, so public service announcement.
Public service out. Let's go with it.
So, if you happen to be listening out there,
yes,
and you happen to be Max's better half,
yes,
please forgive him.
All day, can we?
He not knows what he does. He has been sitting next to me all night.
Why?
Oh, he's a good boy.
Being on his best behavior.
Best behavior?
Totally.
So you gotta let that shit go.
Man. Would you like to say anything, Max? Here, this is what he said. Let this say it for you. Right here.
One of us is married to all of us.
Zoom so my face.
Zoom this face. See this face?
Zoom. Max, that's what you need to do.
Exactly.
Bring a box of Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops.
Oh. Hey, I'd eat it. Feed me all night.
Head boggle. It's getting ready to what? That love don't what? Love. Hey. Here you go out there, Miss Dean.
Oh, did somebody request that song?
Yeah, Miss Dean did.
Is that Miss Dean that we all know?
Yeah, you know who she is.
I know who she is.
Yeah.
What's up, Miss Dean?
Here we go right here.
If I had nothing.
This is good. Chucky, can you say Chucky?
Chucky, damn. Now you got to share.
Now you got to do what with me?
But then he's stuck on his Fruit Loops.
Yeah, man. Up, didn't he? To get the thing. Yeah.
Did you see the Fruit Loops?
No.
Did you see the Fruit Loops?
You seen it?
Is that considered 18?
Yep.
Way over the boundary. Bring it back.
I'm bringing it back right here. How you on?
I'm
trying to bring it.
Get down on it.
All day. Hey, Eddie's what? Here we go. Listen. Shoot, doobie.
PSA.
If you're out there listening real quick, now you ain't got to clap your hands on anything, man. Let it blend out real smooth, right? Play these games. We're coming to you, Chuck E.
Chucky Chucky. This is what, this is 1992.
This is like Chucky
Cheese. This is just a game.
Chucky the doll.
No.
I was scared of that, bro. I was scared of
this. Is this like Jay Gruden Chucky?
I was scared of Chucky when I was a kid.
Come on, are you serious?
Yeah.
The doll?
When I was a kid?
Yeah.
About it. First of all, the movie was in Chicago.
Man, look, when you was a kid, you weighed 240. How are you afraid of a doll?
That doll was a serious guy.
That's the seventh
he
grade.
Said, whoa. Damn.
Yeah, here we go.
These tunes, while we sitting there mellowing out here. I threw the special one just came on out too, right? We're good. Why you?
Say it, Branch.
Why you? Why play these games. Play these games.
Play these games.
Why you?
Sound.
Why you?
That's what I'm talking about.
DJ, it came out strong, Max. You came out strong tonight, man.
Max did a good job.
There he is.
On location.
With a Heine. With a Heine.
No. Bootleg internet access.
Big time.
We've been doing pretty good. So, what started out as a live version of Big Slow Jam has
big time.
With about 17 people down here.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Has now come back to what we are normally used to.
This is four.
Spangler, Brand,
yep.
Max, the man, the myth,
the legend,
Nate Hester.
All Mr. day Hester. He cries.
Slow jams with Hester.
Slow jams with Hester.
We hope obsessed.
We hope you're enjoying episode 6.
I am. Hey, let's give another shout out to Miss Dean. You know, she requested the spinners, and then she requested the shy lights. So we got both of those put in for you. So, Miss Dean, much love to you. All right.
Who else we want to shout out?
Let's shout out to my wife, Rebecca. Thank you for putting up with me. Thank you for tolerating the stuff that I do.
Should we all shout out to our wives?
That's a good thing to do.
You know what? You know what you call that?
What do you call
it? Rebecca puts up with your shit.
Love.
You know what you call that?
Undisputed.
You call that human nature.
Human nature. I respect that, Frankie.
Right.
Right on, man. I respect that.
Right here.
Hey, we coming to you right now.
Ooh, Michael Jackson.
Looking out for what?
Across where?
All day. You can just, you know them lyrics, Frank. Go ahead and hit it with it. Say it.
Shakes my what?
All day. You say
it's a good song.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Not yet, the wind.
Four walls, what?
Four walls ain't gonna hold me. Four walls gonna hold you in. Four walls gonna hold you in.
Oh, you know four walls gonna hold
you. He's gonna take a bite of what?
Caravan, Mike.
Human nature.
Nature.
Hey, it's human nature, sweet.
Hey, Hess, can you hit the high note you're about to hit?
Nah, I can't get that far.
Hit that high note.
That's coming up in the song. Here.
Come on, yeah. Come on, try it. Let's see it. It's coming up soon.
What? Touch my forehead.
Electric eyes. All day.
Yeah. See that girl doing?
She likes the way I want.
She's watching.
There you go.
And she said, what? I know my MJ.
Yeah, you do. You got it, man.
Should he be in where? That's what that means. All right, here. High note, high note, high note. There you go, man.
Oh, man, that was nice.
That was good. Across the morning, the city's heartbeat begins to bleed. Reaching out, I touch her shoulder. I'm bringing up the street. And she says, what? If they
stay right, why? Tell me why.
Why? Tell them that it's human nature. Why?
Why?
Why? Does she do what?
Do it that way. Why is she doing it that way, man?
Keep your head where?
Damn. You gonna put up with that?
All day.
Hey, he cried. Hello. Gots to be for a girl. Wheezy, wheezy, wheezy.
Wheezy, wheezy, wheezy. All day. Shout out to Jen.
Bam. Bam. Bam.
Shout out to Jen.
Gotcha.
Right.
I'm with you on that one. Shout out.
Lillian Rose.
Appreciate you. Lauren, appreciate you.
Downtown.
Shout out to my boy,
Ryan.
My buddy, my best friend, Ryan.
Got you.
Shout out to you. Shout out to Max's wife.
Yes, Stephanie.
Yes, Stephanie.
Who's not texting him back right now, but we'll get over that.
We give him a big shout out, big shout out.
This is a secret.
It's a secret?
Yeah, we'll see if you know it.
I got to guess the lyrics on it.
You should know it.
All right.
Episode 6.
Episode
6. Funk Jams with Nestor.
Whoa. It's been a long one, ain't it?
Well, it's been 3 weeks since we've done one.
Yeah. That's a long time, 3 weeks. But we really appreciate all our fans out there being patient with us.
Absolutely.
You know?
Especially being patient that we're coming to you live.
Yeah, we did.
We always come to you live, but we're coming to you live on location.
Big time.
From a boat dock sitting in the middle of a lake right behind a yacht.
Down south.
Called No One's Revival. And we're going to screw this into a little ghetto superstar.
Yeah, you stumped me on this.
This is a good song, dude. We'll rely on one.
Hey, listen, I dig the beat on this.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Some got hopes and dreams, we got ways and means. The supreme dream team,
well, well.
Schemes from hubcap to selling raps.
Nigga, he just sitting there boggling.
Bogglehead.
Bogglehead.
I don't wanna stop me. I hated those who got me. A million refugees with unlimited warranties. Black Caesar, dating top divas, diplomatic immunities.
No time
check
for it in.
It just begun.
Hey, I'ma shoot them one by one. So what do you think about our lives? Yes, like a pen and gun. Strike with the forces of King Solomon. What do you think they thought I was my, like, straight up crazy?
Yeah. I think they
like, oh, that's Hester right there, you know?
My mind shine like a
halo. Politics, ghetto
senators on the deal.
He over there begging. Yeah.
Hey, I will say one thing, man. Since we've been doing this, the 8,000 naps
are
gone. Next question, that's
going
to be on everybody's mind.
What's
that? Who gets up in the morning? Says breakfast at 7.
Y'all ain't getting
change the law. I find myself walking the street.
We're gonna be listening to y'all in stomachs all morning long.
Every dog got a thing. Needless to say, when the chief awaits,
all
the cats wanna play.
This was Ghetto Shoot, man.
Fools like Cassius Clay. Stretch my heat and make
slow jam. That's you don't even know.
Balls like Pele. I'm doing ballet.
Yeah, they stumped me on this.
Broader than Broadway, get applause like a matador.
I can't get them all.
Olay, who the hell want to see me from BK to Calais? Come on.
She said, ghetto superstar.
So we're going to try to transition into something that the old J5 Ridgewood knows for a change. So he can kind of take us out. Yeah.
Wish when you thought it was safe in a common place. Showcase your finest and lose a pass in a horse race. Two phase, and deep phase out the star phase. For your own money, let me put on my
screen.
And I'm paranoid at the things I say. Wondering what's the penalty from day to day.
I'm coming strong on this one. Well. I'm going to say it to you one time, Spanky. You and I go back on this.
What do they come in?
They smile in your face and they stab you at the same time.
Very fitting.
Just like tearing up vehicles while we drive. What they do.
They smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place. The back side.
You hear what the crew said.
They smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place. The back stab.
Okay, listen. All you fellas.
All you fellas.
Who got someone.
Have someone.
You what?
And you really care.
Yeah. What they do.
Then it's all in
your best. You better beware. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you this, though.
Somebody's out
to take your way. Yeah.
Two of your buddies.
They look
like shoulder shaved.
Yeah, hey.
Hands are long, right tight in their fists.
Aiming
straight at your back.
And they love
and I don't think they'll back. Miss.
Right. What they do.
They smile in your face.
All day. What we talking about, Spanky?
I keep getting
all these what?
All these this.
From who?
From my friends, yeah.
Friends keep coming over when I'm gone. What do they do? Again and again.
Again and again.
Friends is picking up on this.
So are they there
to see the woman?
What? I don't even be home.
But they just keep on coming.
What can I do?
What we gotta do, Spank?
What they do.
Smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Hear what he said. Hi, hi.
He
gonna say
it. He gonna say what?
Dirty.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, man. He just interrupted. Well, he said.
Here we go. All right. Well, once again, we come to an end of an episode.
Episode six.
Number six.
Hope you enjoyed it.
It's a rough one.
I know it. Yeah, I know it.
Bear with us.
I know it's a rough one. I know there's some language on here that we usually don't have, but we did this live in front of a studio audience.
Yeah. And we had a
kind of like The Price is Right.
Right.
They can get all good. They went away because there's no prizes.
Right.
So, it's a slim budget.
As is usual, the four of us are left.
That's it. That's how it works. So
just want to take this time to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Slow Jams with Hester.
Very much. We really appreciate it.
We missed our goal. Last week I told you we wanted to get over 100. We didn't get over 100.
What did we get to?
It's like 57. So it's not, it's not the greatest.
I guarantee this will be over 100.
But we do this because we enjoy doing it. Not for numbers or for money or for anything else. Lord knows we ain't making no money on this.
No, this is
stress reliever.
This is just something, but this is something that we do.
We do this. Yeah, it's a stress reliever for us, man. And
hey, don't forget we can give a shout out to all the special boys back home too.
Shout out to the boys in blue.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back with you on Thursday, taking care of a special task. You guys know who you are. We appreciate you.
Yep.
We appreciate you answering the phone when we call. So appreciate all the special audience members we had today.
It was a lot.
You know,
they got to share with us.
Hopefully, they enjoyed themselves. We made some new Slow Jams fans. So, having said that, as you know, the budget committee.
Where are we going?
Slow Jams with Esco.
Take it back, Jesse.
They're just sending me all over God's earth.
We continue. There's a God somewhere. We continue to get sponsorship money. How? I don't know. To send Hester all over the country.
Well, you didn't bring a little bit back left from Vegas.
It's $2,300.
Yeah, it covered your flight.
As everybody may have heard in the past, man, or probably in the past couple of weeks, there was a really tragic car accident out in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Shout out and prayers go out to Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Much love to you and your family, man.
Right.
Hope everything worked out for you.
Kevin Hart is known as a very funny individual.
He's very funny.
He's also known to be a midget.
Oh.
Somehow, Kevin Hart's representatives got wind of Slow Jams with Hester.
Yeah, they did.
And figured out that Slow Jams with Hester goes and sends Nate all over the country representing little people and midgets all over the country.
Little people.
So Kevin Hart, turns out, was supposed to start shooting a movie. Next week.
Right.
Yeah. So this Friday, we are sending you out.
Where I'm going.
First class.
Woo!
To LAX.
Oh,
LA.
Los Angeles, California.
Here we go.
And then we go to Uber you to Hollywood.
Ooh. Hollywood, California.
Uber, huh?
To where you will be starring in place of Kevin Hart.
Okay.
In the new upcoming movie.
Uh-oh.
The remake of Fantasy Island, where you will play the part of the midget that goes.
This is breaking news.
Wait. And that is what you're going to be doing.
Oh my goodness!
So, what's his name? Tattoo.
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 You are going to be playing Tattoo from the original Fantasy Island.
Oh.
Originally supposed to be played by Kevin Hart, but because of his back injury, he has to step aside.
Oh, man.
So the 4'6" Nate Hester will step in and take the place of Tattoo.
Stay tuned. 4'6".
So hopefully you're back in time in 2 weeks.
Man, I hope I'm making this money.
Buy us all a yacht.
To do the next episode of Slow Jams with Hester. If you get fired before that, well, I don't know what to say. But there you go.
Woo!
That's it. That's our show.
Welcome to the special edition.
Live. Special edition, Slow Jams with Hester.
It'll probably never happen again.
Coming to you, sitting on a boat, or actually behind a boat that says,
behind the moon.
No one's rival, Port of Indianapolis.
Bam.
It's a yacht.
It is a yacht.
Yes. So thank you to Max's in-laws for the hospitality.
Warm hospitality.
Giving us the opportunity to come down here and do this. And we can't thank you guys enough. For Branch.
Yep.
For Hester. For Max.
Yep.
Meet you.
Don't forget yourself, Spanky. Spanky Spank.
I think you're forgetting his name.
And for me.
Yeah. Boy, that Kool-Aid got it going, don't it?
Peace out. Love you.
Is it the purple drink?
Oh, man. It was just caramel flavor.
Oh, here we go.
Somebody left that behind.
We love you. Of course. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Appreciate your support. Spread the word for us, man. Tell five of your friends to go listen to Slow Jams with Hester.
All day he cried.
Oh, this is going to get him out of this.
Yes. So, with that being said, we out.
Oh, man, I forgot my granddaughter's birthday.
Go ahead, man, real quick.
Sweetheart, this is Grandpa.
I
was supposed to call you to sing happy birthday to you. But I messed that
up. Can we do it on air right now?
Hey, you know why?
I could do it real quick.
Yeah, hey, do you want to know why you forgot?
Why did I forget?
The same reason you didn't get your ass back here fast enough to the show, Dan. Because you were selfish and had to go fishing. Not like you do that shit every day.
How many fish you catch?
I got one.
One.
Yeah. One
was
fish.
Was that a big one?
Pitiful.
No, it's probably about 12 inches.
Slow Jams with Hester.
Happy birthday. Here we go.
We out.
We out.